Okay, Beulah Cardwell
was the principal of the school. And we had several principals at the school I was there. I had Mrs. Beulah Cardwell. I had Mr. Bernard Robinson. And I had Mr. Robert Hopkins. So when I was there, I was under three different principals. And I got along with all my principals. I enjoyed it. In fact, I liked the children. And then every holiday, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, we would line the children up. We would walk them from the school to this church. And we would have service. Reverend Hunter would have service with them. And they would put that little pennies in their plate. And then, you know, Sunday mornings, he would get up and tell, you know, the people, the congregation what we had done. And I thought that was really, really nice. We would walk them. That's and the great. Children were well disciplined. Mm-hmm. They were well disciplined, you know. So that's one thing that stands out. I remember that. And then I liked my parents. Mm-hmm. You know, we had good. And we had, I just liked teaching here in Southwest. And then, like I told you, I connected with this church.
Right.
And I love this church. And I love Jerusalem.
How long have you been a member?
I think I joined between 59 and 60. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really do love this church. But I loved, my other church, Sweet Union, because I was baptized there when I was 9. Mm-hmm. But I really do like it. I like the size of it. Mm-hmm. You get to know all the people. Right. You know, I really love this church. And I've been under, how many ministers have I been under here? When I came here, I joined under Reverend Hunter. And then from Reverend Hunter, Reverend Ward. And then from Reverend Board, we went to Reverend Young. Uh-huh. So, and I had been, and then now Reverend Gregory.
Lord I just Gregory. Saw that name.
Mm-hmm. He's so nice. Good, mm-hmm. good minister, you know. All of my ministers I really like. Well, you know, try to, you know. But, and then I sing on two choirs here at this church. Oh, not that I can sing, but I love music, you know. Uh-huh. So I sing on the W.N. Hunter Choir, which has been organized for years and years, named after Reverend Hunter. And then we had a choir organized under the J. Eugene Young Mass Choir. So we no longer have that. And now we don't have that one anymore. And now I sing on the Voices of Jerusalem, organized by Jimmy Cook.
Great.
So, and then I'm a missionary, Rose Butler Brown missionary. And then I fill in wherever I'm needed, you know. Uh-huh. Still, you know, so.
Sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. But I do love this church. I really do. I love my church.
I haven't heard anybody say that in quite some time.
Oh, okay. Well, I like my church. You know, it took us a long time to get a minister. Mm-hmm. After Reverend Young died, it took us almost 3 years because he would have been dead 3 years this February. But I think we have a man now, you know, that will lead us to new heights and new visions because he's Reverend Gregory is good.
That's great.
That's a good Bible study, you know. Yeah, he does. And you can tell he's well prepared. I really like him. So, that's the end of me.
You mentioned before I turned the recorder on that you named some of the first teachers who went to her park.
Do you want to know some of the teachers? Mm-hmm. We had Miss Kitty Jefferson, now deceased. Mm-hmm. You remember Miss Kitty McCain? Yeah. She was a McCain when she died.
Yeah.
Okay. Mrs. Alma Dean.
Yeah.
She's deceased now. We had Miss Hazel Hall. Do you remember Miss Hazel Hall? We had Miss Dolly Kennedy. You know Miss Dolly Kennedy?
I don't think so.
She married one of the Kennedy boys, Earl Kennedy's brother. She was married to, Harold. She's married to Harold Kennedy. She has a son named Vance. You don't know her. I don't know why you know Dolly. And she belongs to First Baptist Church. And then we had Joseph Sparrow. You remember Joseph Sparrow? He goes to Pilgrim. Mr. Dow, he's dead now. His wife, Alpha Dow. You know Alpha Dow?
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, yours truly, Barbara Brown, Mary Hackley. Mm-hmm. We had, what's her name? Brenda. She's from Staten Northeast. And our mother used to be secretary down at Gilmer School. And she had a brother named Dickie.
Ross.
Yes, Brenda Ross. That's my Brenda Ross. Mildred Edwards. You know Miss Mildred Edwards? Mm-hmm. She lives out in the county there. We had Shirley Powell, mm-hmm. John Powell's wife. We had, did you know, used to know her name? Celestine? She lives in Washington there. Who else do we have? But you know, we had a lot of good teachers at Hurt Rock. I can't remember the rest of them right now.
I'm still interested in this story you were telling me about teaching half a day at Gilmer.
Oh yeah, we see. They had promised a certain time for us to move in that school, mm-hmm. but somehow they got delayed, and so rather than we didn't have any other place to go. Mm-hmm. And so what they had to do was let the teachers at Gilmer, you remember where Gilmer was?
Yeah.
They would come in early the first half of the day and teach. And then we were going at 12 and teaching till 4. And it was good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember walking to school from Loudoun Avenue all the way down, because at the time I wasn't driving.
No.
You know, I wasn't, because I didn't have a car that particular time. But I used to get there to school on time, you know, and everything. Mm-hmm. I would leave right in time, but I walked. You know, back in those days, you walked everywhere anyway.
You know. Were healthier.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know I was. But now I'm old and decrepit, can't walk.
You barely get in the car.
Right.
I know. But
I really loved Hurt Park. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do a lot of good things, you know. We had May Day.
Yeah.
We used to have May Day there. We had a lot of nice programs, you know, awards program. We used to have graduation for the students from the sixth grade, you know. And, I mean, we would just go out. I mean, Miss Caldwell was a good principal, but very stern, very stern. But we did extremely well, you know, there. And of course, you know, that was the first black school they had here, I think, that I can remember Southwest. I knew Reverend Hunter organized schools back in the years, but I can't remember because I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. But then he kept fighting, you know, city council and everything, and he finally got this school built here, you know, to have the school
built.
That's
the only school I've ever known to be in.
Well, I think they say they had something else, I believe. Then somewhere down here where the playground is, I think. Now, don't quote me because I don't know, but I remember he did a lot of fighting for this black school, Reverend Hunter did.
And they will find it
down
and find out.
I will find out. Yeah, okay. But you kind of research it. But I think they had something. And then, of course, you know, his wife used to have a nursery school here. Mm-hmm. This church. You know,
right.
Church and everything.
Right.
And for years and years,
mm-hmm.
yeah, she taught a lot of young children. She was a very good pre-kindergarten teacher, you know. And let me see, but I thought they said they had school. But I remember the children from Southwest had to be bused to Addison. I mean, they would call it the bus or walk,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when he fought for this school, for Hurt Park School. And the man they named him after, he was a general, I believe, in the Army or something. And he used to live on Patton Avenue, Fifth Avenue. And that's who they named that school after, Hurt, Mr. Hurt, General Hurt or something like
you
that.
You know, it's
do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that, and I'm not supposed to be talking, but
that's okay.
In my research,
mm-hmm.
I found some Hurts
on
Fairfax, I think it is.
Fairfax.
And one was like really high up in the service, and I thought,
That's one. That's the one that we named that school after. And when you walk into Hurt Park, his picture. This big picture of him and his uniforms on the wall. And when I substituted Hurt Park a couple of years ago, his picture's still there. It was still there on the wall.
I got to get up.
Mm-hmm. And you go up there and see. Because he came off, I mean, he used to live up on Fifth Avenue. And I think it was called Patton Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
We called it Fifth Avenue. Up there somewhere near the Presbyterian Church. Somewhere in that area. Yeah. I remember that, and you do your research
that's
and see
good.
If you done.
That's
uh-huh.
good.
Yeah, and that's how that school got to be named Hurt Park, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a fantastic PTA. We had workers, you know, the parents, and we had good officers, you know, mm-hmm. that was very interested,
right.
you know, in the school and everything. So we did a lot of good for the students here
mm-hmm.
At that time in this community, I thought, you know. And
I'm
we
sure
had, a, and Beulah was a tough principal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to produce. Mm-hmm. And they would, like everybody said, if you worked under Beulah, you could work anywhere.
Yeah, right.
So, and then after that, I moved on to Garden City.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stayed there. And then I was the only math teacher. I touched base with every student in that school because I taught every child in school except for the kindergartens mm-hmm. and the preschoolers. But that's all I did all day was taught math at Garden City. Oh. And then when we first went to school, we had a time.
Really?
They weren't used to black people. Mm-hmm. It was only three of us that went to Garden City. When we got there on the building, it was KKK. The principal was so nervous, she had to call on for them to come. You know, when we went there, they didn't want to give us gas. We went to the store, they didn't want to serve us. Not the superintendent, but one of the men in the administration told us we didn't have to go to PTA meetings at night because he didn't know what happened. And then after we got there and they found out that we could teach, mm-hmm. then the parents and everybody started opening up to us and giving us gifts, and then they started serving us. I mean, they were very, very kind to us mm-hmm. out there. And then after I stayed at Garden City, of course, then I moved on to Fountain Park. Mm-hmm. And that was a brand new school, you know, the open school.
Right.
And everything. But the students there couldn't handle it. You know, those children in the Southeast could not handle it. I mean, you know, they'd be laid up against the wall, so we had to finally put the walls back. Right. It was a brand new school.
Right.
So we had to add walls because those students in the Southeast, they could not handle it. And so I was coordinator of my level down there. I was mm-hmm. for fourth grade. I was the coordinator, you know, to disseminate information, all that stuff. And so I stayed there a long time. And until Mary Hackler, sitting in Barbara, one year I taught summer school at Forest Park. And Mary Hackler said, Barbara, man, you know, I think you and Dolly have been in the classroom a long time. Would you be interested in becoming a reading teacher? I said, you know, and I said, oh, yes. And she said, then you wouldn't have to be worried about a homeroom. You wouldn't have to worry about parent conferences and everything. So I got into that. Mm-hmm. And then I was a reading teacher for four schools before I retired.
Mm-hmm.
I had Rand Hill, Forest Park, Westside, Granning Court. In Granning Court, you had four schools.
And when did you retire?
Oh, gosh. I retired in 89.
So you around here where my daughter was over there.
What was your daughter's name? The principal was there when I was there as the reading teacher was Stewart, Miss Stewart.
Yeah.
Virginia Stewart.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, then when I...
Because Miss Dow was her kindergarten teacher.
Oh, okay. And then after that, when I retired, because I retired at 55. Mm-hmm. I had 31 years of service. Mr. Toto said, Miss Mary, he said, now, you know, you're too young to retire, and we need good teachers like you, and blah, blah, blah. I said, but I've given you 31 years of time. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I retired now, I don't know. I had fallen at school down the Forest Park school. I just going in this teacher's room, and you know how they just wax the floors.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, the teacher was up on the board putting their work up on the board. Next thing I know, I slid in that room, and she was kind of, and I was skinny at the time. And she just slid into her, she fell down on top of me.
Whoa.
And she said, whoa. And so when she said, whoa. And I thought I had broken my leg because it was all up under me, but I ended up with a torn rotator cuff muscle.
Wow.
So Richard Chubb came, and he said to Barbara, he said, don't you think you need to go down? I said, no, I think I'm all right. He said, no, I'm going to take you to Lewis Gale. And I ended up with a torn rotator cuff muscle. Well, I had to, you know, wear my arm in a sling, and I couldn't work, and I was off of work like 8 weeks. Well, then that's when they was opening up that big, big thing for you to retire. Money now. Mm-hmm. They do 20 days.
Right.
I could work 2 days a week and make over $1,000. I could choose my time. Mm-hmm. So I thought about thing. I said, look, you're so good. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to my aunt Florence, the one that brought her out, because she's such an educator.
Right.
You know? Now, Bobby, do you think you need to retire? And blah, blah, blah. You know, you're young and blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah. Well, how are you going to make it? And I said, well, I'll do my 20 days. And then I said, I'll substitute. Mm-hmm. But then I to the students in my home. I mean, I was working harder than when I was teaching school. Because
mm-hmm.
the parents would want me to tutor the students during summer. I don't know, wait a minute, I got to have a vacation. But I enjoyed it.
Right.
They would bring the students to me. Sarah Showalt, the granddaughter, was one of the first one I had. And Tina Hunt's daughter. And it just kept growing. And then teachers would just keep sending them to me. Miss Brown, and then the good part is I only charge the parents like $10. Mm-hmm. And they said, you're too cheap. I said, well, I knew the parents didn't have all that money. I wasn't trying to,
right?
You know, I just wanted to help the students, mm-hmm. you know. So everybody said, well, you know, you can make good money. I wasn't interested in the money. I just wanted to help the students. So I tutored students for about like 3 or 4 years in my home. Right. And then plus I was substitute. Uh-huh. So that's how I made up my money. Not getting Social Security. I was getting my state check.
Right, but not the Social Security.
But not the Social Security. So that's how I made up. And I worked up until, not so long ago. And the reason why I stopped 17 because 1 year I had to end up paying Uncle Sam. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I'm defeating my purpose. You know, so I came out of that. And so the principal from West Side, I used to always call because I only was substituted West Side, Hurt Park. I chose my school. Hurt Park, West Side. Sometimes at Round Hill, but I used to like Forest Park, but I couldn't do all those steps,
mm-hmm.
you know, but anyway, I enjoyed my, I substituted up to a long time. I mean, I worked a long time, and every once in a while, I thought maybe I would go back, but see, I don't ever know when I'm feeling that great.
Right.
And see, they can call you early in the morning, mm-hmm. that's another reason why I stopped. If I knew, like sometimes before, the man that retired, he would schedule me like, a month, mm-hmm. when they want me to, or 3 days, you know, and I knew that I had to go to work. But just calling me like I'm in the bed, and they calling, Bob, we need your substitute, we need you. I couldn't do it because I had to take my medication, mm-hmm. and I told them it was too much of a rush for
right.
me. So then I came out of that. And of course, I'm enjoying life ever since. I'm poor, but I'm enjoying life. God's looking at me.
That's
he keeps a roof over my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to pay my bills. So I'm happy.
And travel.
Mm-hmm. You know, and stay as long as I want to. And I'm taking care of my 96-year-old mother. She'll probably outlive me. Because, you know, very feisty, which I enjoy.
Right.
She's no longer she's feisty than I have Alzheimer's.
Right.
But she can still cook for herself. And my mother can still cook at 96. She can still bathe, you know, take care of her, you know, individual needs.
Yeah,
So isn't that great?
That is marvelous.
And I tell everybody, it's the blind leading the blind up in there. And her sisters always say, yeah, your mama going to outlive us. So she's going to kill us and she'll still be at 96.
And
you
wait sisters.
When you come to Lou, they might... She and that group is just like sisters. My grandma used to dress us like twins. I'll show you when you come to my house, Ludie. And that's where we go and stay all the time. When we go away, when I go away and stay a long time. That's my way of them giving me a break.
Oh, that's fantastic.
See, and Florence, the one, the professor, the toy mm-hmm. beginning, said, Dr. Father, she is in Petersburg.
Yes, she live here at one time?
When she first graduated from college, she used to teach down in Hollins. She used to teach at Hollins.
What year was that?
She went to college, went to Virginia State the year 46. Yeah, I think it had to be like 50. I graduated in 1950. I think she taught like 51, 52. Yeah, and then she went to Central State. I mean, you know, started working at Central State. Psychologist there at Central State. And then she stayed there. I forgot how many. And then she went to taught psychology at Virginia State. Was...
Mm-hmm.
You know, head of the psychology department there.
But I didn't get to see her last year, but I think I
she'll be
here
the 14th.
This month?
Mm-hmm. Because the AKA is honoring her.
Wonderful.
At the higher ed thing. It's called a living legend. So she's one of the
her
people.
Her work is marvelous.
Yeah, I'm going to show you. She just came. She went to South Africa in October. Girl, you should see this stuff. And, she, you know, she's doing a... you need to come see her when she's here. Because she has done a picture of my mom when she was, I guess my mom 9 years old, a little blessed, the big boat. And then she's doing one of my godchild, this baby. Then she's going to, I think she's going to do the whole family.
Her work is absolutely.
She just finished doing it for
mind-boggling.
Okay, she just finished doing a show down there for Donna, Marjorie Wheaton's daughter,
mm-hmm.
down there
in
that
Hampton.
Area. Uh-huh. Is this money? This money, my mama's money. I have money everywhere. But see this little baby. This is my godchild. And that's her husband, baby. But Florence, I think she's going to do this picture, or she's already sent out for. And Florence made the dress and the christening dress. Isn't she a beautiful baby?
Yes, you just see the joy in her face.
She's so precious and so grown.
Who is the mama?
Stephanie, this is my conscience. They live in Maryland. She lives in Maryland.
So familiar.
Mm-hmm. That's her husband.
Just her.
Huh?
She looks familiar.
Who's Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
That's my godchild.
I was looking at the other baby picture.
That's the grandma right there. And that's my cousin, Eric. He has to take care of her when the mom works at the college. That little baby's mom works at private school.
All right.
And see, wasn't that dress beautiful, Florence made?
Yes, it is.
So everybody said, Florence, get to do all that. And they said, you and Ludie do that? And she said, no, when I try to teach them how to do this stuff. She said, they so wouldn't sit still. So now we regret it, you know, that we
did. I have seen some stuff, but nothing.
And that's what everybody
said. She had a wedding dress.
Right, right.
That I just...
Yeah, I know, everybody there, they call us said, Lord, yeah, man. And you know
and
what?
And I'm standing in there like, I know all this stuff, leading the woman, uh-huh. It was a woman mm-hmm. from the, what is it, rich group of women?
Right, right.
Uh-huh. Junior Lee.
Right, right. They told me,
oh, call us we, again. She was in there asking me questions, and I'm just talking. And I told her, I said... You know, I'm a patron just like
right,
you
that's
are.
Right,
I
that's
said,
right.
I'm just yeah, fascinated yeah. by it.
But you didn't come to a reception.
I don't have a car.
Oh,
so
man,
it's
I
so
mean, you
seldom.
Would have known so much to know how she got started.
That I wish I had
oh,
been
it was
there.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
But I wandered through those, looking yeah. at those things.
Yeah, and Carla said some people came two or three times.
I did.
There was so much mm-hmm. to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, she's, I think she's going to do that family route. She said, I can't wait to come up there. You need to come. So I'm saying, if you come up there to see my mom, I hope you'll come then.
Okay.
To interview her. But I promise it's here. She should be here.
She said on the 14th.
14, but she should come before the 14th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you need, because Florence could give you a whole lot of history about Ronald took. I mean, girl. But I think Carl already got all that stuff. I'm going to give you my telephone number so you can call and see if she's here.
Okay.
Barbara.
Where's Barbara then? Mm-hmm. Where's Ray Florence?
Right. Well, you can put Florence, you know who you're connecting with, you know. My number's 366-9228. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so you interview my mom the same, so
right.
you will interview her the same day.
Okay.
Which would be
right.
good whenever you
that
want to set up your appointment.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I truly appreciate
mm-hmm.
this.
Oh, yeah. Because Cook said that somebody could come to her because he mm-hmm. wanted to get some input from mm-hmm. mom anyway, you know.
Yeah, you have just been intriguing. You've got a whole lot there because we haven't even gotten to Loudoun Avenue.
Lord. Okay, now what do you want to know about Loudoun?
Just growing up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I love Loudoun Avenue. The reason why, as a child, we had everything in our community. We did not need to go out of our community at all. We had all the grocery stores. We had 4, 5, 6 grocery stores.
Really?
Uh-huh. We had the dairy
yeah.
on Loudoun. And then on Mormon Road, we had the other dairy. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember the one on Mormon.
Yeah, but
we
had one on the corner from us up on Loudoun Avenue. And we used to go up there and buy that ice cream. And then
you
we had.
The name?
I can't remember. I can't remember if it was Cold Creamer. But honey,
Clover.
No, it wasn't Clover. It was something like Cold something. But it was right on the corner. And we used to go up there and get that ice cream. And then we had all the restaurants, most were Syrians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had one over the bridge. We had one on Mormon Road. We had one on Park Street. My uncle lived right around Park Street where my grandmother used to live. Ludie Florence and I took piano music. We used to have to go to practice because my grandma was the one with the piano. We used to have to go on Park Street to practice our music.
Uh-huh.
And our piano, our teacher lived right across the street from us on Loudoun Avenue, Mrs. Pendleton. You know the Pendletons that live here?
Anita Pendleton.
Anita Pendleton's father-in-law. You know Freeland Pendleton's daddy. Uh-huh. I taught Freeland third grade, by the way, at Loudoun.
No, I'm talking about the daddy's mama, Anita Pendleton.
Oh, no. She married into the family.
Okay.
But, you know, Mr. Pendleton used to work for the school system.
Mm-hmm.
Where his sister used to teach Ludie Florence and I piano. And she lived right across the street from my Mr. Pendleton. Oh, Mr. Pendleton used
Bernice?
To work for... Huh?
Was it Bernice?
Oh, no, that was Bernice was his other sister. But he had two sisters.
Bernice. I knew the whole
family. I mean, this lady taught us music. She married Mr. Pendleton's brother. That was his sister-in-law.
Okay.
And she was smart, and she taught Lou. And then Mrs. Marinette Sprague, we did a lot. Mrs. Marinette Sprague taught Lou the Florence and I dance. Mm-hmm. And we used to dance all over the Roanoke. We used to dance at the Veterans Hospital, and she would take us around. You know, we had a group of children. We were lying and sitting on her. We just had a bunch of children. Kenneth Hilton, a bunch of us, you know. So she taught us tap and dance every Saturday down at the Y. I mean, we were really exposed, huh? The girls, right? We were really exposed a lot. I mean, our grandma tried to put, and Luda and I read plays. We used to sing on the radio. Luda was the radio. We were called the Tiny Tykes. Luda was the announcer, and I used to always sing, "What you know, Joe? I don't know nothing." So, what's a little girl? And then at the time, and we used to come on, and push that song. I wish I was in Linda. That's the song we used to come on with. You know,
oh, what show?
Every Saturday morning we would be on the radio. Every Saturday morning we would be on. We go down there, and Mrs. Hunt, she's dead. Maxine's Hunt's sister-in-law, she was one of the sponsors. Miss Grace Miller, you remember Miss Grace Miller? Used to teach a lab. Mm-hmm. She was another sponsor. Luda was very smart, so they always had her to be there now, and I was the singer. All right, and
what was the show?
What do you mean?
The radio show. Itself.
I can't remember the name of that station, but we were on the radio every Saturday singing. And I was young. I was like 9 years old. We were young, young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Dodds, Hazel Lightfoot, all of us, a little group of us, you know. And we used to look, we used to go to practice, and we would sing on their radio, and Mom would dress us so cute. All right, and then we grew up with white people on loud, and we all kind of like, we all played together. We would go down to Syrian on the corner. That day they owned a store and sold candy, you know, you used to get those little BB Bets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And while that daddy was sleeping, they would give us all this candy. We used to live at it, and we would fly up and down those steps. We used to have, I mean, we didn't know anything about segregation.
Right.
Because whites and blacks, we all kind of like lived together. Mm-hmm. And we were in our own world.
Right.
You know, we were in our own. And then we had such good neighbors. Everybody looked after everybody. My grandma, I think she was like the most educated one that could really read. And she would go over and help the other people. And my little aunt Florence, when she was young, she was writing letters for people, taking care of their bills. I mean, Florence always made money because she was just that smart, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, she was my first tutor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in elementary, she would teach me my lesson and everything because the girl's always been very bright. And we just had a good time on Loudoun Avenue. And then we could walk downtown to the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could, everywhere we went. And then on Saturday nights, you know, when people used to work and used to get passes, and when they would come up and they'd give us the pass, we would go bus riding. Did y'all ever do that?
No.
We'd ride to Vinton. They would take us all over until 12 o'clock. We could ride to, we got off work to 12 o'clock. And that was a good thing. You know, we used to have a good time. We used to skate. Luda and I used to put on plays and on our back porch. We would charge the people a penny to come in. We would make Kool-Aid and all that. We had a ball. My grandma let us, she had to run of the house, you know, but very disciplined. You know,
right.
Very disciplined. And she would rather for the children to come to our house because everybody gathered and played at our house. And then on Saturday, Luda and I would fix all these pork and beans. Every Saturday, pork and beans, Frank's. Toast, and we would toast a whole loaf of bread, and the children said, "We're going down to the Luton Bun. They're going to eat those pork and beans and fries." Every Saturday. And then my grandma said, "Now, wait a minute, I'm tired of y'all eating up a loaf of bread here." You know, mm-hmm. But we used to have a good time. Used to have a good time. And I could never say that I was poor.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always had.
Right.
We always had nice clothes, because this lady did. We just had everybody on our street. Miss Fanny, she could sew.
Mm-hmm.
And most people get one outfit for Easter Luton, and I get two and three outfits because Miss Fanny could sew.
Right.
And once Easter, Mama had us a pink suit made with a little blue skirt. We had a lavender skirt made with a white blouse. We had a turquoise jumper made, and we wore it with the same blouse. We had beautiful clothes because we were tiny, and she would sew us out. We would make us all these clothes. I could never say, I know I was poor, but we could never say we were poor.
Right.
Because we had everything.
Right.
And then when my mom moved to New York, I think I was nine, her mama moved to New York, and my grandma told her, "Always remember, you can go, but you must come back and see Barbara so often," blah, blah, blah. And she sent me all my school clothes, which I had lovely clothes. She sent me all my spending money, you know, things I need. So it wasn't just like she left me on my grandmother, you know what I'm saying, without any support.
Right.
But she did do that. So I had a good life. I could not do. Then when I went to college, If I was poor, I didn't know it because all my aunts had graduated, and I was the only child in college, so everybody sent me spending money.
Right.
And then Florence, she was coming, because she would come when I was at Virginia State. She would come and take me out and my friends for dinner. I was just, I had a good life. I cannot say I was really poor. It was. We were, Luna and I always talk about, she said, Bobby, you think we were poor? And I said, no. I said, we had everything. And my grandma used to make all the underclothes and we had those little slips of starch. You know how you used to wear those things? And the little ruffle. Girl, we had a good life. And she just could tie us the pretty, because I was long, and she would tie these big pretty bows on your head. And anytime we were always being the May Day, she always brought us beautiful little white dresses. You know how you, girl, we used to have a good time. We really did. So we could really not say we were really poor. Because, and then as we got older, all of my uncles and Ludie's and Florence's brother, all Ludie and I had to go and say, we need this to go to Satan. They would give us the money, you know. Mm-hmm. So we had a good life. We really did. And then when Ludie was young, she was a few years older than me, we were like almost 2.5 years. She had to go to a school. And then my grandma used to send me down to my great-grandma's house. And I used to just die. Cause you know how you're young, you're little, you know. And my grandma had real long white hair because she looked like an Indian. And you know how they used to wear all these long clothes and layers, and I used to be so afraid of her because I always thought she was a witch. You know, I just, and I would ask her every month, I said, Grandma's time for Ludie to come from home to school. And Grandma, and so finally, she told her daughter, my great grandma told my grandma, I said, don't send that girl there anymore. Said she's about to wait in the cornfield, no pause. That's where you used to go pay to do our piano lesson. And I used to be scared of that lady. And she would always be somewhere cleaning up. You know,
What was her name?
Lula Wyatt. Lula Wyatt. And then she would have us all these, every Christmas she would get this big Christmas dinner. And you're talking about some good food. And she had a beautiful home. Because her son gave her everything, you know. And she bought my grandmother's house for her. And my grandfather, she bought, do you know Arlene Wyatt?
Yeah.
But she's my cousin. She bought Arlene's mama and her father's house, because Arlene's daddy was my grandma's brother. So, you know, she, my Lula had money, because she bought all those chores in the house, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we lived in that house till I got, you know, till my grandma, till after he died, and then she moved to California from when I was going to move away. So then Florence finally had a house to one day. You know? Mm-hmm. That was when Earl Reynolds was in, and she just told her to go, she made her to have it to one day. Yeah, man, we had a good life. I cannot say I did not have a good life as a child.
Me too.
Nah, didn't you?
Yeah, me too.
I mean, we always had food to eat. I can never say we really poor. We always had special clothes for Sunday, nice clothes for school. Mm-hmm. You know, we were always clean. Mm-hmm.
And had plenty of fun.
That's right.
That's one of the things I think, this is my commentary for this one, that children lacked. We had an enormous amount of freedom.
That's right.
But we also had, without our really knowing it, this really supportive neighborhood.
That's right.
Who watched out for us.
That's right.
Who nurtured us.
That's right. They certainly did.
Kids don't have that now.
But honey, I tell anybody, I enjoyed my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed my childhood.
Well, mine kind of slowed up at 9.
Oh, I did?
See, I left here at 9.
Oh, where did you move to?
Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Where did you move?
Urban Renewal took our home, and my father was a janitor at Booker T.
Right.
Now, Woodrow Wilson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they put in the paper, I got to find that paper, how much money all the neighbors got for their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So, the powers that be decided they had too much money. And he was a 12-month employee.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He couldn't work that summer after they put that in the paper.
Oh, God.
So that's why they went to Connecticut for the summer.
So how long did you live in Connecticut?
7 years.
How many?
7 years.
Oh, wow.
That summer turned into 70 years.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So do you ever go back there?
I haven't been back in a while. Just about all of us left there. Have one niece left there.
Right.
But everybody else left.
Anything else you need, right? Because I didn't mean to come here and run my
mouth. Well, I
just
tell
you about
wonderful.
My childhood on Loudoun Avenue, honey.
Yeah, I think
thoroughly
it's
enjoyed.
Marvelous.
We had everything right at our fingertip in our community. We didn't have to go out of our community for anything. We had a dance hall on Loudoun. I mean, on Park Street, mm-hmm. where you could go and have little things there. We would go down and dance and swing it. They would have weddings in that place, you know. And then we had potato chip factory there. We had the donut place there. Honey, we could get a big bag of potato chips for 5 cents. And you just and we had everything. We had the best of everything on Loudoun Avenue, 518 Avenue, in that community.
And that I is so it. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, I never knew that Loudoun Avenue had an integrated neighborhood. I haven't gotten that far
right.
yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we lived in 500 blocks and 600 blocks of the white folks. And then on the corner was the Syrian.
Uh-huh.
And we used to go, and then on the creek was another Syrian store, and the Jacob store, Mr. Sacred store, is right on Park Street, and everything. We had restaurants, we had everything. And then my uncle, later years, opened up a pool parlor there on Park Street. You know, I look now, they torn that house down there. You know, that new development.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where our house was, that's where you enter in to go into the office. That's where our house was, you know. We drive by there all the time. And then my uncle was right over there.
Okay, so those houses weren't torn down, because for a while there was like, what, 3, 4?
Yeah, that's right. That's
uh-huh.
right. Mm-hmm. And then also, when my later years grew up, we had the funeral home. You remember the funeral home down there on the corner where Harold Franklin lived?
No.
We had a black funeral home, first black funeral home we had down on Loudoun. We had everything. I used to be scared to go by the funeral. I wasn't that stupid. I used to hate to go by.
We had a funeral home right near Mount Zion Church.
Oh, okay.
On 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was eerie, but see, I was a little more outgoing in certain mm-hmm. things, and I wanted to see the bodies.
I did. I used to be scared to go back. I would fly past that, and then we had a creek.
What was the name of the funeral home?
Think of that man's name. He was from out of town. I don't think he grew up in Roanoke, but it was right on the corner where Harold Franklin lives right now, where he has his house built. Say that a long time, too. Can't think of it. You research it. It was a funeral home.
Oh, I will. Mm-hmm. I will. That is just so interesting. And you thought you didn't have anything
to say. I have nothing to say, but I could tell you a whole lot. And if you're doing something about Loudoun, I could tell you all about Loudoun, honey.
Yeah.
They my roots there now, honey.
Well, I have to interview you again for Gainsborough.
Let me tell you one thing.
Think of some specific questions to ask.
You know, you know how you could go out and play? I told you I used to do mm-hmm. the plays and everything, and everybody thought Luda was the smartest thing. We used to play Jack Ross Fiddlesticks. Luda would always win. Well, honey, on Sundays, you had to be just a perfect lady.
Right.
We could not jump rope. We could not skate. We had to go to church. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Get We had all that stuff. I used to sing on, I'm a singer forever. Used to sing on the little junior choir and all that thing. We used to have a good time. But we were doing clean fun.
Uh-huh.
I was into everything. That's all I can tell you. So, I mean, my grandma exposed us to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And exposure is very important.
That's right. That's right.
Because if you don't know what's out there,
that's
how
right.
are you going to get there?
That's right. And then when I went to college, I had no problem being adjusting to college. Like,
mm-hmm.
a lot of children called their mom and this and that. Here they go. I was having myself a ball because I love people anyway.
Right.
And, honey, I met a lot of nice people, you know?
That
and then I went over, and then in my sophomore year, I joined AK, you know? Then I was dean of pledges down there and everything. I've had a good experience in my life. And if the Lord wants to take me in today, I cannot say I'm not ready because He has done a lot for me. You hear me?
I'm right.
And enjoyed my life 74 years.
That is just
right.
wonderful.
I tell everybody, I had a lovely life. I have nothing to complain about.
You had some great experiences.
Yeah.
What is your cousin doing now?
Which Ludie? One? Ludie? She was a RN. She's an RN. She's retired. Today she's been honored in Baltimore for something she did. Like she was nursing. I don't know. But anyway, taking care of that baby. Taking care of her baby and traveling. Now she travels all the time. She's gone a lot. I forgot she's going to 2 places next week. Somewhere in New York to some kind of Broadway play. Then she's going somewhere, but she travels a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart, Ludie's smart. Uh-huh. She's smart, though. She's smart as like Flowers. She's smart. But not as smart. I don't think it's nobody that famous smart as Flowers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That child from little thing used to read. My grandma said, Florence, if you don't get up and scrub that floor, Mom, just leave me alone. She just read and read and read. And then she just learned how to, you know, oh, that child just been smart, just brilliant. She really is. My grandmother would have been the same way had she been able to get an education.
Right.
Finished her education. But Miss Lucy Addison was one of her teachers, you know. And my grandma loved her. And she could teach you. I mean, she just had a lot of smarts like Florence. Mm-hmm. Although she wasn't fully educated, you know, did not graduate from high school. My grandma was, if she, like Florence, if she had the opportunity to finish school and go on to college, she would have been a smart lady.
Right.
Yeah. She right. She was so smart and so cute and so pretty. You know, the kind of light skin, look, freckles on her face, long white hair. Uh-huh. And then she used to wear it up in the ball. The people at this church remember how cute, you know, she's a really cute little lady. Neoda Sun. You know how you spell her name? Neoda.
N-E-O-D-A.
That's right. And when everybody used to always call her Nita. I used to mess up her name, you know. And then Ludie, the one I tell you, my cousin, mm-hmm. they used to call her everything, but her name is, she was named after my cousin in New York. She used to be a professional dancer in New York. Ludie. How you spell Ludie's name?
L-U-D-I-E.
And a lot of people call it Lutie. It's just anything. Lutie's so... She said, when I get grown, I'm going to change my name. But she never did.
Uh-huh.
I said, her name was Lutie Joan. Her name was Lutie Joan Saunders.
Oh,
and Florence, my grandma named Florence after... My grandma used to read all these novels. Florence Nightingale, you remember that book?
Right.
She named Florence Therese. She read a book about Therese. Florence Therese Saunders. That's her name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My grandma, she was a smart lady girl, I tell you.
But you need a dancer,
huh?
Who was the dancer in New York?
I can't remember her name, last name, but I know her name. She was a cousin of my mama's. Her name was Ludie. You asked Florence them all that stuff when you come. I don't know. I was young. I don't know that stuff. But I do know Ludie. They the only two Ludies I know.
Mm-hmm. That is just marvelous. Mm-hmm. I truly thank you for this information.
But you're going to get more when you come to our house.
Okay, I appreciate
this. You
make
my mama's side run your mouth and then talk to Florence. Yeah, you're
going
to get some history.
Well, I thank you. This is
history anyway.
And just to think you didn't want me to interview you.
That's right. I told